You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, March 12th, 2020. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. It's Thursday. That means we are joined by Steve Wiltfong, Director of Recruiting for 24/7 Sports. Steve, how are you?
Daniel, good morning.
A little bit of a different show today. Obviously, we are all swept up in uncharted waters with the coronavirus. We are going to do the best today to provide some entertainment here, but it is not a very entertaining time. We all know the cancellations that are rampant. Ohio State has canceled the spring game. They have canceled on-campus visits through April. And it is a wild time, like we said, uncharted waters. We don't know right now if the Big Ten basketball tournament will take place. Brian Snow of 24/7 Sports is in Indianapolis, and he says the buzz is that it's going to get canceled. Again, we are not reporting that. That's just the buzz. Steve, what the heck is going on?
So I live here in Indianapolis. We had one school district, Avon, that's already shut down their schools. There was word that another one was going to yesterday. I'm not sure if they did. Brian Snow, I'm sure, is talking to coaches within the Big Ten, and that's probably their perception of it. Now, that's my perception of Brian's report. That may not be who he's getting it from, but that's who I figure he probably is. And so we'll see what happens. Obviously, Ohio State, Michigan, and Nebraska. So Ohio State and Michigan have shut down their recruiting until April. Nebraska was having a big junior day this weekend, and they have canceled that. Beyond those things, I haven't seen much else get canceled right now, but I think it's coming. And I'm supposed to be in Dallas this weekend for the Under Armour event, and then next weekend the Adidas 7-on-7 National Championship, and then the following weekend the Atlanta Under Armour. I would say those trips are in limbo at the very best. Now, I talked to the people at Under Armour yesterday. As of yesterday, they had no plans of canceling their event. But I just don't see how I can get on an airplane. You just don't know. You don't know how people are going to react to what's going on. You know, next thing you know, I may be in Dallas. Or what if I get sick and now I'm stuck in Dallas for 2 weeks? You're like, what if I'm sick now, but I don't know until I'm in Dallas? You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's something that's impacting everybody right now. And just hope everybody comes out the other side feeling as good as they feel right now.
Just for me, I don't want you to get on those planes, and I don't think there's any way they're going to have those gatherings of people. The number for that they're really scared about is 1,000 people gathered, and I get the kids are competing for scholarship money. Those scholarships are not going anywhere. College football is not going anywhere. If we need to push the pause button for, you know, the athletes and people like yourself, I would just assume everyone stay home and be safe. Do you think I'm being a scaredy cat?
No, I mean, I think that, I mean, we're seeing it. We're seeing the way that it's impacting everybody's day-to-day. I think precaution is the way to go, and you certainly don't want to be, you don't know what the domino effect is going to be from where you're at to, you know, if someone gets it in your kid's school, what's that mean for you, you know? And so I don't think you're being scared, but I think part of the precaution is you're not trying to get sick, but the other precaution is you don't know how the community you're in is going to react to it and what you're going to have to adhere to.
I will say I do feel terrible for the athletes. I started thinking about this yesterday. I think the Ivy League was the first thing I heard that canceled their postseason tournament. The idea of being a senior and having your last, you know, athletic endeavor being canceled is just terrible. But I do understand you got to err on the side of caution. But I feel terrible for those guys that It's kind of like the Olympics. Train for years. So the Olympics, you get a chance once every 4 years. And, you know, there have been times in history where the Olympics have been canceled for non-athletic reasons. That's a very hard thing to get your mind around and deal with.
I know you need venues to plan a thing like the NCAA tournament, but I don't understand, and it hasn't been canceled yet to my knowledge, but I don't understand why you would have to cancel that. You can just postpone it. You know, can't you, like, even if it's in April, can't you play it in gym? Like, you could play it in the gyms on campuses. You know, it would certainly be completely different than what we've known it to be, but obviously there'd be a big break in between games and stuff, but I guess people are getting ready for the draft and all that, but I think you could probably still play it if they chose to delay it. You know, it would just look different this year.
They can do whatever they want. Like we said, we are in uncharted waters, and the NCAA is a very large and very wealthy organization that can do whatever it wants. And like you said, that's something that would be heavily supported. Just the idea you had right there of playing the games all on campus would probably be excellent. Those tend to be band boxes and great for students and great for games, but it is uncharted waters. I've said that like 10 times because I'm running out of things to say. I just want everyone to be healthy. Make sure you got your wipes or whatever you're doing, and just make sure to follow the latest instructions from those who supposedly know what they're doing. Keep your kids and everybody safe. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and actually talk a little bit of recruiting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're back. Ohio State had a large spring schedule set up and visits from all over the country. A lot of that stuff's not going to happen. So there are spring commitments that aren't going to happen. Do you have any idea how all this will affect the recruiting calendar and recruiting for Ohio State in particular?
Well, I think for Ohio State in particular, they were going to have, you know, a bunch of young men on campus over the next few weeks and through spring ball and for the spring game. And I would have thought that would have netted a commitment or two, and so we'll see what happens with those young men and those kind of prospects. Moving forward, I'll say that'll probably end up being the case for pretty much all of college football. So it's not. I don't think Ohio State will be in that situation alone, if I'm projecting. I don't know. And then. I wonder if with this period were to become sort of a dead period that we weren't anticipating, will one of the dead periods later like be activated? I don't know. And so all things that, you know, I've thought about, but I don't know how the NCAA and these college – everyone says the NCAA. I don't know how the college coaching – how the conferences will react, which then the NCAA will then put into play. Because the conferences are the ones that make the decisions. It's not like if the Big Ten, the SEC, the ACC, and all those conferences came to the NCAA and said, hey, players can get paid off their likeness, I think that the NCAA would be like, okay. You know, I don't know how all that works, and maybe I just got a little deep there, but the conferences are who make the decision is the point of what I'm trying to say.
In times of adversity, this is when you find out what your leadership is like. So you talk about rescheduling everything and making all these decisions. Whoever runs these conferences and whoever runs the NCAA, those people are going to be under the gun here, and I'm going to need to handle this with a deft touch. Please, everybody, wash your hands. Do what you're told. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.